All of these guys have no training and no experience. But this week, they're turning a house into a five-star restaurant. One by one, they will be hosting the rest of the members to serve a three-course meal. At the end of the night, they will secretly score each other, and whoever gets the highest score on average will win £5,000. I'm your narrator for this series, and I'll be dissecting everything these schmucks do. Previously, Kenny attempted a five-star Italian restaurant experience in a mansion. But as a host, let's just say he had a few slip-ups. And his tiramisu turned into a tiramistake.
Layers of madness.
Oh, that's bad.
He was repaid thoroughly by his abused guests, who threw punches and scored him a shocking score of 1.6 out of 5 stars. But next up is the only ever man to have shrunk after puberty, AJ Shabil.
Welcome to my 5-star restaurant. Oh. Welcome to Safari House. Come in.
Take your shoes off there before I kill you.
This beautiful home of mine right now, I've owned this one and my 16,000 other properties around the world.
This house does not look nothing like a safari home right now. We have to decorate everything ourselves.
We are not allowed to hire a chef to cook our food today. We have to do everything by hand, but I've bought a special weapon that's gonna make me win today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Remy from Ratatouille. He's currently just in the gym right now.
We had to spend a lot of money to get Remy here today, right? Ever since Ratatouille, he's just bougie. But now that I told him we've got a new gym in here, he's here.
Unfortunately, since Hollywood, Remy has refused to work in a kitchen ever since. So while he's only here for looks, AJ needs a more helpful assistant.
Bro, you're late, bro.
Bro, I'm sleeping. Where's the food?
Bro, what do you mean, bro? What the hell? Take this off. Take this off, man. What are you doing? What?
I've just got up.
Bro, this guy's here sleeping in jeans. Have you ever seen somebody sleeping in jeans? Today's special guest and the person helping me win this today is Bradley.
Exactly.
So the theme of my 5-star restaurant is all about safaris and jungles, okay? But we need a name to start everything up with.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Safari House.
Jungle Kitchen.
Remy's House.
Remy's House.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Remy's House.
AJ only has a few hours until his guests arrive to decorate and prep Remy's house.
I'm starting to get safari vibes. I do have something big I've been working on.
Really?
Yeah. Pause. This is going to blow your mind.
What? It's heavy.
Do you want a hand?
Yeah, I need a hand.
Oh my God. Does your back doors not open?
What did you just say to me, Bradley?
No, I said, could your main back door's not
okay,
open?
Okay, don't say to me, is the back door's open? when they can't see us out right now,
right,
yeah?
Okay.
Don't do that again, okay. All right?
Together, AJ and Bradley finalise the house decor, adding the centrepiece as the grand finale.
Down. Oh, wait. Okay, yeah, slowly, yeah. Slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over the ears. All right, here we go. That's our centrepiece right there. This is the safari right now that we've built. It's not completely done, but we are also running behind time and we need to hurry up.
Okay? We need to get the starters on the go.
Well, before we do that, we don't even look the part ourselves. We look like two idiots.
Right.
So I've got some crazy costumes in there. We're going to go put that on so we can at least look the part as well.
We are officially ready.
Oh, I feel amazing.
I feel great too. Oh my
Let's hope our cooking's as good as we...
With the restaurant ready and uniforms on, it's time to open Remy's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, Remy's house is officially...
Give me one sec, so...
Open! Round of applause, huh? No one's here yet. I don't know why I'm doing this.
Remy's house is complete. It looks and feels like a rainforest. But will it taste like one? Or will it taste like Remy and AJ's actual home, the sewers? Well, it's time to find out, as AJ needs to start on his food before the boys' arrival. He begins with his starter, safari rolls, which is meat and veg wrapped in spring rolls.
So we've got olive right. oil. We need some onions.
Actually, we've got two types of olive oil. Vegetable or olive oil.
Olive oil.
Okay, so Bradley, let me just stop you right there.
Yeah.
If it says olive oil, and why would you bring me vegetable oil?
I just have to give you variety.
Next up, Bradley, we need some onions.
Onions. Well, that's garlic.
Okay, all right. This is going to be a long
there's
day.
No onion, there's no onions there.
I'm going to start crying. Oh my God, I'm actually starting to cry.
Do you like eating raw onion?
Do I like eating raw onion?
Yeah.
No. Is that a thing you do?
I do enjoy raw onion, yeah.
All right, then take a bite then. Okay.
Oh, I love.
Okay. Now, you know onion. What? I always wondered why your breath was also like that.
So with half of the starters gone in Bradley's stomach, they begin to work on the mains, prepping chicken breast.
I have a confession. I've never cooked chicken from scratch. If my name was Nicholas Omelana, I would put this directly into the fryer. But it's not, we need to season this, okay?
AJ adds some garlic powder, smoked paprika, mixed herbs, and ground pepper.
Oh, okay, that sounds, probably need to calm down with that.
Our restaurant's officially open.
The chicken is officially preheating.
It's cooking. And we're going to be expecting someone very soon. So, you know, let's start setting up some drinks. Just hold that steady for me, all right?
We don't got a funnel.
No, there's no need. I trust my eye. Look at that. Okay. All right, I shouldn't do that. I probably shouldn't do that.
First to arrive is a safari native. Welcome the giraffe, Nico.
We have an open sign, which is exactly what I was stressing about at the door beforehand. So that's a good start. Every restaurant should have an open sign, because otherwise, how will you know that it's open?
Let's bring it in. Remy's house in 3, 2, 1. Remy's house.
Remy's house. What about Remy, though?
To prep Nico's arrival, AJ quickly sets up a smoke machine to give the place some ambiance, just like a real rainforest.
Coming!
Oh, wow.
Hey!
Hello!
Nico!
Hi. Hello, AJ.
You look nice.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Come in. Come in.
Thank you very much for complimenting me as well.
No, very nice.
Thank you. Come in.
Nico, I want you to welcome you to Remy's house!
Okay! Remy's house. Yeah. What, Remy from Ratatouille?
Yeah, come on, I'll introduce you. Don't look at anything else here. Remy's in here just running around right now.
Oh! My God.
Wait, hold on.
Chef Bradley. This is incredible stuff.
Remy, don't be shy. Remy's just running, he's just doing his gym activity. Remy, come say hi to Nico.
Hi, Remy.
You can pick him up if you want, but.
Did you put him in your hat to help you cook?
Yeah, I did.
So you're not doing the cooking yourself?
No, he's helping me.
Oh, he's guiding me.
It's Remy, you know.
Oh, okay.
Well, come on, let me take you out the kitchen.
Wow, what a beginning.
Okay, well, let me help you out then.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
No worries, take a seat. All right, so you can go scoot forward if you need anything.
What a great start. Very welcoming. I'm coming into a room fully steamed up. It's like I'm in a sauna.
Would you like some jungle juice, my friend?
Thank you. I would love some. I'd love some. The amount of effort which AJ has put into this incredible restaurant has blown me away.
And also, I'd like to say, Nico,
can we cue the jungle?
Oh, wow.
Now, this is just relaxing jungle experience that you may enjoy right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll come to you. We'll come to you, okay?
It's rare that I'm speechless, but I am speechless right now.
Fortunately, our next guest is arriving to do the talking on Nico's behalf. Let's see if Chunks has the same reaction.
Ooh, we're open. Welcome. I might have to take that for my video.
Salt Remy, yeah?
Cool. Yeah, there you go. Once you got that.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you need to get the door.
I need to break it down.
Break it all down with the onion, yeah?
Break it all down.
Someone has just arrived. I just heard the doorbell.
Hey! Hello, how you doing? Chunks, come in. You look nice.
Thank you.
I want to welcome you to Remy's house.
Yeah,
here we go. Welcome to the jungles.
I just saw this in there, by the way.
Yeah, no, you can keep that. It's yours.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my gosh, you have Chunks here.
Come here.
I meant to.
Come sit on this chair right here.
Yeah, man.
Take a seat. This is the jungle experience.
I think he smashed it. I think he's done very well with the ambience.
Yeah, he's smashing this over. I said,
the difference between this and Kenny's.
Oh, it's levels.
It's night and day.
Okay, cool. So what we need to do is we need to take that off and we need to let that cool down. Do you think that's ready?
That? All right, one more minute.
You remember me make this?
Yeah, a rat pee. A mouse pee.
And why is he... Are there monkeys there? Is he trying to...
No, surely not. Bradley? Bradley?
Yeah, no, Bradley's the worst.
What's happened?
We just realised that in the ambience, the noise,
There's a lot of monkeys in there, aren't there?
Too much noise?
No, too much monkeys.
Different animals.
Are we trying to say something here? Or?
No, we're from different animals.
We just feel like you're insinuating something there, Bradley.
Okay. I actually didn't choose the music. AJ went for this choice. Oh, it's his house, so.
Oh, you didn't choose it, but you're just going along with
it. I played
it. That makes it okay?
We could go for a different choice of animal.
You pressed play.
I pressed play, but AJ chose the music.
So we came in here and you pressed play on the monkey song.
No, because it's just a jungle, general jungle vibe.
There's other animals in the jungle.
So we're a jungle vibe. That's what
I'm saying this is Remy's jungle house.
So
basically we want a jungle vibe of music.
So we suit the aesthetic of the jungle. You're calling us monkeys.
Looks like we'll need a third party to decide if Bradley is guilty. Let's bring our third guest, Sharky.
They're open, we've got an open sign. Interesting. Okay. Now, you want to be part of an experience.
Oh my goodness, mate.
So, boys, put this on and get ready for the craziest time of your lives, okay?
Oh my gosh.
You look great there, okay? Explorers, that's what we are, okay? Hey!
Oh, Sharky
in the building.
There you are.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yes, sir. Come in.
Bring it in.
I want to introduce you to our 5-star restaurant, Remy's House.
Good to see you, Sharky.
What's going on?
Come in. Take a seat anywhere you want here.
Hi, guys.
Can you turn that down now?
Good to see you guys.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Jungle vibes, trees, plants, a giraffe, Bradley, you know, so it was a lot going on, you know, but I liked it.
I'd also want to introduce you to the head of this fantastic restaurant right here.
Is that Ratatouille?
No, this is Remy.
Yeah, Remy!
In real life.
Hey, big fan, man!
After the head chef's introduction, AJ goes back to the kitchen to finalise his animal roles. But something seems off.
I don't think these are the right ones.
AJ's bought the wrong rolls for his starter, and in the worst timing possible, the final guest, Kenny, arrives.
I ring the bell. Hopefully I see AJ. It's annoying.
I thought they were the regular ones that you just let doughy.
AJ.
Yep. Oh, wow. Time to get the final guy. And there he is, the last man himself, King Kenny.
Wow.
How you doing? Come in.
AJ.
What's up, man? What's happening?
Oh,
welcome.
Wow.
Come in. It smells incredible
in here.
No, come in. I want to welcome you as the last member of the beta squad to arrive at Remy's house.
Whoa. What the?
Take a seat.
Nah, this is incredible. What
Take
the hell?
Take a seat. You are missing one thing, though. Let me sort that out for you.
When I first walked in, AJ did welcome me with a warm welcome, which was always nice to see. And, you know, I saw the rest of the boys, and as you saw, I was late. But I promise you, I will not be late tomorrow.
There you go. You are now officially
part
of it. And officially, can we give a round of applause? The whole base squad is here.
Yay!
That's what we like to see. And guess what? The starters are basically almost ready.
So while AJ works out how to bring the starters quickly with the wrong ingredients, it's time for the boys to see the menu for today.
I'm quite excited. I feel like AJ, he may be small, but he has some big surprises up his sleeve.
I am scared because AJ kind of just does what he wants in the kitchen. He has fun. He's not flustered like Kenny.
I feel sensational, you know? I don't have to cook. Yesterday, it was all my day. It was all me turning my house into a restaurant. And today, thank the Lord, I don't have to cook.
The thing is with AJ, we all know him really well. And I feel like he sometimes has to compensate for being small, you know? So it's like short man syndrome. So he goes above and beyond when it comes to content, which is a good thing for him. But I've worked out the reason, and it's because he's obviously the smallest one. He's got to really make an impact.
Let's have a look.
AJ Safari menu. Oh, he's got Nico on there. I don't know if you can see. Right there.
The starter, Safari Rolls. Okay.
No idea what that is.
It's very vague, so that means that he can kind of make anything he wants, and we just kind of have to enjoy it.
What on earth? You know what? I'm actually intrigued to see what these are going to turn out to be.
Stick to Safari Rolls, but this is actually one of my favourite starters at Cheesecake Factory.
Spring Rolls.
Yeah, they're a cheeseburger spring rolls.
Maine's Savannah Sunset. That smells like a great perfume.
That could be anything, Savannah Sunset. Sounds more like a drink.
I don't exactly know what I'm having for dinner, but I have an idea.
If he's talking about Sunset Burger, then we might be in for a treat.
It's very mysterious. I mean, if AJ wants me to be clueless when I read this, then he's done the job.
This menu describes AJ as mysterious. And dessert, we've got jumbo dough dumplings.
Sounds intriguing. And it looks like he's got like a safari vibe going on in there. AJ does like a lot of animals, so I'm very intrigued to see what the entertainment aspect is going to be as well. Maybe there might be some animals going on, but we'll see.
Jumbo's dough dumpling, don't know what that is. Honestly, I could have gone without this. This is a waste of time. Let's just go inside and have some fun.
Now everyone's here, AJ begins wrapping his safari roll starter with the wrong wraps, while Bradley keeps the boys entertained.
Today's entertainment was all about a journey taking us through the jungles of the rainforest.
The first game of the day is Guess the Animal.
Right, so who wants to go first?
Me, I'll go first.
Yep, I'll give you a card. Perfect.
Can't
look.
I can't see, yeah?
You hold it, you hold it.
So what do I do?
And we're all acting it out, right?
Yeah,
we all act it out.
Like this, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Snap, snap, snap.
Oh, I could have done that.
Crocodile.
Oh, yeah.
Crocodile, yeah?
Yeah, crocodile. Bang. Oh, so me next, yeah?
I should have done
that. So quick, yeah.
That's anything.
Yeah, facts.
That's you know,
I forgot about this.
You know how I would have said AJ? Are you ready, yeah?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
That has to be live.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Let's keep going, I love this.
Whilst the boys are having fun, AJ is stressed in the kitchen.
These spring rolls that I have aren't the regular spring rolls. They turn out pretty bad like this.
The only roll you'll need here, AJ, is a roll of toilet paper, because that looks like shit.
Bradley? Already, yeah? Yeah, if you can come here. I'll even play in the game. I'm coming, where's the starter? It's all fell apart, AJ.
Huh?
It's all falling apart.
We should have taken it out before it fell apart.
AJ's starter may be falling apart, but you know what would never fall apart? The Beta Squad Season 1 clothing, now on sale. Not only can these tracksuits sustain a safari, but they also directly fund the Beta Squad to make bigger and better videos. Go to betasquad.store now to get the collection yourself and join the greatest community of all time.
All right, Bradley, please don't let the other ones fall apart.
No, this is, we're just testing these anyway. These are testers.
The guests are starting to get bored.
Yo!
Just wondering how long starters is going to be?
Probably about another
5 minutes?
5, 6 minutes?
You smiled. Is that going to be longer than 6 minutes?
No, 5, 6 minutes.
Okay, fair enough.
Cool. This is stressful now. This is so stressful.
Get ready to start plating. Right, it's going to plate. You've got a plate then. It's got some sauce.
You need to use one of these plates to cool them on first and get them in before they fall apart.
Cool it, yeah?
You told us 5 minutes. It's been...
I love when he gets the pen out and the
book.
A bit
more than 5 minutes, my friend.
In terms of food critic experience, when did you guys get on the in the cycle? That's what we call it in the food critic world. In the cycle, yeah.
they're breaking up though. This isn't 5 stars.
It's tough. I'm pretty early in the cycle. Yeah.
Same.
Oh, this is your debut.
Yeah, debut.
Oh, interesting.
It's my debut. I just started, so.
Okay.
How's it been for you though?
I'm 12 years, 12 years experience.
So you've seen it all.
Yeah, some of the worst places, worst. Truly the worst. I had one quite a really bad experience quite recently. But
back in the kitchen, it looks like it might be game over for AJ.
Well, GG's. I think it's game over. Yeah. All right, just pull them out.
No, they're gonna go hungry.
What can we do? Oh, bro, I just asked for spring rolls. That's all I asked for.
AJ's first slip up has happened. He said that the starters are going to be coming in 5 minutes, and it's actually now been 20 minutes and they're still nowhere to be seen. But you know what? AJ's a perfectionist, and I know he's going to just bring out the best.
We went from all time high to
an all time low.
Over half an hour since the boys sat together, the starter is done. If you consider soggy, ruined, separated ingredients as done, that is.
Me personally, already now, the 5's gone. So 5 not possible anymore.
But the food could blow us away.
Yeah, I can get 4 now.
All right, sorry about the wait, guys. We had a big issue, but we've managed to fix it.
Hopefully the boys won't notice the meal is destroyed and ask AJ to explain what happened there.
So can you explain what happened here?
Oh, never mind.
All right, cool. So,
there's a little spoon there.
There you go. These are our special safari rolls. So,
you know what? We waited 43 minutes for this.
Presentation was very bad. A bit all over the place. And then he had some blodge of just sauce all over the place. I let him off because AJ's not the best when it comes to presentation, I guess. You can see his face, you know.
What's
then,
the sauce?
This is the special sauce.
Oh, like the Kelly's. So,
yeah, but no, this is actual special sauce because it doesn't exist.
Oh, very crunchy.
Yeah, you can just dip and bite if you want, but we're going to let you guys enjoy it. We were about to quit, but then Remy just whispered in my ear and said, don't give up. The future will resolve itself. And Bradley also said to me, we probably should not give up.
Despite the time and the setbacks, the starters are going down surprisingly well.
Very nice, though.
Yeah, meat is nice.
Wow.
I like it.
Have you had this yet?
No.
Yeah, dip it in the sauce.
How did you make this?
There's no way.
I'm very impressed.
Sorry, guys, if there was a delay. We had a massive issue in the kitchen, but it's been served. How are you guys' food so far?
Really like this.
You like it?
Yeah, really. Like
any more?
I tried to make more, but we had a bit of an issue. But they seem to have enjoyed it, but because we wasted so much, we weren't able to give them more spring rolls.
The starters was 9 out of 10, and it was only not 10 out of 10 because there wasn't more, because that's a very interesting, intriguing start. I've never had that in my whole life, so I don't know. It was nice. It was very nice. I wish I could have had more.
Did AJ cook that himself? He did. That is very good. That made the wait worth it, I have to say.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I just wish there was more.
Yeah,
that's a good problem to have.
Yes.
Good problem to have.
Yeah. Hopefully the main will make up for that.
The starter was a great surprise because I was impressed. I mean, I've got no complaints about the starter. Just maybe the wait time was too long and it was a bit oily. I don't like too much oil.
Now the starters are finished, AJ brings back the entertainment.
All right, so for this entertainment,
yes.
I know this sounds weird, but it takes 3 minutes to set up.
Right.
And I know it's a hard ask, but you have to close your eyes because I want it to be a surprise.
I'll close our eyes for 3 minutes.
Yeah, but
we have blindfolds to make
but
it easier.
You know what
for
I'm going to do? I'm going to play some relaxing sounds for you guys.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
And that'll help. If you want to put your hat down as well, that can help.
Yeah, I might.
So everyone just close their eyes. Please don't look at what it is because it will ruin the big surprise, okay? Yeah, all right, cool. So I'm going to cue that sound. Let me cue that sound. Now, I want you just to go away off into the tropical. Off away you go into the rainforest.
For this entertainment, AJ's called up some of his old friends to pay the boys a visit.
Now, I'll tell you one thing about the forest, right? It's full of species you might have never seen in your life. Today, one has joined us from the distance. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here he is.
Oh my God.
Oh, what is that?
Hello.
Hello, little one.
Now.
Who are you?
This is Kinky. She's a Kinkachu.
This is a Kinkachu, guys.
Can I feed him?
We all get to feed him, don't worry. And if I'm correct, he's very well known for his long tongue.
You called her Kinky?
Yes, her name is Kinky.
I'm not sure. The animal handler seems a little bit unusual because I don't know why he's calling his pet Kinky. It just makes me worry about what happens behind closed doors.
Whilst his guests get Kinky, AJ gets on with the main course.
All right, so next up, we need the sauce for the pasta. Got some milk in here. And we're going to add some cream.
Can we pet it? No.
No, she doesn't like being stroked, but...
Hi, we're making friends now.
Hi. She just likes being fed. Just keep feeding it.
Keep feeding it. Yeah. My cup's written off. Can I get some banana? He might have to get marked down for that. You know, it's a bit questionable. You're having animals on the same table as the food.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to drink that.
Does he like Rubicon?
That's the jungle juice.
Jeez. It ran across my cutlery. So yeah, it's contamination, really. It's contamination.
Goodbye. Well, goodbye, Kinkachu.
That's the Kinkachu, guys. Did you guys see its long tongue?
Yeah, almost as long as yours.
Okay, all right, yeah, I'm gonna let that one slide. I'll be back, guys. I'll be back.
It looks like the boys' entertainment has brought confidence back in AJ. Where back in the kitchen, he fries onions and paprika like he's Gordon Ramsay.
Look at that. What do you know about that?
AJ adds his sauce and pasta, and he's ready to plate.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
This is how you prepare it.
Okay.
In the middle.
Presenting AJ Savannah Sunset, aka spaghetti and chicken, with a creamy sauce, onions, and plenty of seasoning.
I mean, I'm looking forward to these mains now. This is the only thing I had zero inkling on what it could be.
Yeah.
Because of the menu.
Yeah, just sunset.
Something about the sunset. Savannah sunset.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes, yes, we are.
All right, Rem, here we go. Here goes our main. This is Savannah sunset.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Here you go.
Can I get some new cutlery? Just
of course you can.
Can I also get some new cutlery, please?
Can I also get some new cutlery?
And a drink. And a drink, please.
Yeah, we can get you. You want some ketchup?
Can I also get a new cup?
Yeah, and a new drink as well.
New cup?
Yeah, okay, new cup.
You know what? We'll bring amazing. A round, new round of drinks. How about that?
Yay! Right, this smells good.
It looks and smells amazing.
Now that Bradley has delivered the kinky-free cutlery, it's time for the guests to try the mains.
Are we ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
I know you, mate. I know.
Okay. I got some words.
I got
chicken?
Some, yeah.
Excellent. Pasta, very flavorless.
I expected more flavor.
Yeah. Chicken was superb. Like, I think it was incredible. Very succulent, had a good moisture in it. And of course, with chicken breast, it's very difficult to keep the moisture. So I think that was a good job. Pasta was very bland. He didn't actually add any, maybe tomato paste, some type of seasoning to make the pasta taste better.
AJ.
Yep.
Talk to me. How did you make the chicken?
Okay. We actually had the chicken in the oven.
Truly, the chicken, the way you've done this chicken has absolutely blown me away. So,
really good.
Please send my best compliments to Remy.
You know when everyone's quiet just eating, it's good.
Yeah, very good food.
Good sign. My chicken was a bit hard. It was a bit stiff. It was hard to kind of grind through where the others kind of looked smooth. So the consistency with the food wasn't the best. And the pasta looked better than it tasted. Like when it came, I was like, wow. And then I ate it and I was like, wow, this is nothing special.
You know, I'm impressed that the fact that you had no training for this one. You just went straight in.
I'll tell you the honest truth, will I? There's no training going into this. We just did this off the bat.
What, freestyle?
Freestyle. So
that's crazy. No, that's very good, very good.
There was a point where the kitchen was going to blow up and we were going to call everything off and close the restaurant. But
I'm on the day one, opening day.
Yeah, yeah, it was close. We're very close to closing it. Going out.
Remy saved the day, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, Remy came in clutch.
I kid you not, when I bit into that chicken for the first time, I thought that I was in some premium dining. I know I'm a food critic, but I'm trying to think of elite chicken, Nando's. Felt like I was in Nando's.
The chicken was good, don't get me wrong. If I had to rate the chicken out of 10, I'll give it like a 5. It just tasted like chicken. It wasn't like, I didn't feel the flavors inside of it, but it was decent. But the pasta, the spaghetti had absolutely no flavor whatsoever. I feel like it needed some, I don't know, some sort of sauce to go with the pasta.
Time for AJ to try his creation.
No, that chicken, oh my God. Unbelievable. This chicken right here is absolutely unreal. Oh my God. Who made this?
We did.
Smashed it. Absolutely smashed it. And that's why I'm proud of you. You know that?
And now, only one way to follow it up.
A good entertainment and a good dessert.
And before both of those, AJ has another surprise. An elephant surprise.
This right here is the elephant surprise. Something they can eat on right now while they get ready for the real dessert and entertainment.
It's time for the boys to address the elephant in the room. Or should I say the elephant in the melon?
The elephant surprise.
Nice.
And that's supposed to be an elephant.
Wait, yeah. Is that why there's eyes here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you look from the top down angle, you'll see the elephant.
Oh, the trunk.
Yeah, there's the trunk.
Yes. Oh, I actually see it now. Yeah, yeah.
And you can have some fruits.
Thank you.
You're a fruit sculptor now, AJ.
Yeah, yeah, we do everything together now.
This is wild. This is a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah.
I expected nothing better.
Before you go anywhere, time to get blindfolded.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Let me know when it's too tight or not.
AJ's now blindfolding us. My only slight on him is he doesn't have any blindfolds.
Chunks is going to be the first contender for AJ's main entertainment, where he will have to guess what animal he's touching while blindfolded.
Chunks, thank you very much for agreeing.
It's Nico with his long arms.
Thank you very much for agreeing to play the game. Now, I'm finally going to explain to you what it actually is.
Okay.
So, the animal kingdom actually has some of the most exotic animals
okay. In
the planet. Yeah. And today we'll be meeting some more.
Yes, yes.
And now, this will be a fun game because the animal...
Remember ratings.
No, just the rare animal will actually present itself right here on its table. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring out Chunks' animal.
Chunks' animal is coming out and he won't be able to take off his blindfold until he figures out what that animal is.
Hands down. This right here is a rare species in the animal kingdom.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I'm not sure if you guys
can see. You remember you're trying to get ratings.
This right here is... You know, I'll give you a little clue as well. This is
a very rare animal.
Wait, stop.
What the hell?
This
is
right
that?
Here is a very, what? Very rare animal.
What is that?
Now.
Wait, I genuinely don't know what that is.
Now.
What is that?
Before you touch it, would you like to hear a quick hint?
Yes.
There's actually a Pokemon based on this animal.
Yeah, very safe. Touch it, man.
Now, there you go. Now, tell me what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Okay, all right.
That's something that's had.
Okay.
What? Okay, make sure I don't touch eyes and stuff.
I'm touching the middle.
Stroke that part.
Stop being scared.
Oh, what's that? Oh, that's horrible.
Wow. Are you that scared that you can't touch anything?
Yes.
Yeah, you can touch the head.
No, that's ridiculous. That sounds crazy as well. Touch the head.
Sorry.
Even when you open your eyes, I don't think you'll know what it is.
You'll know.
Keep going then. Yeah. I'd say a Rasclaw. After a Pokemon, you said?
Yeah.
What gen? Kanto?
It's actually first gen.
Kanto region. Sandshrew.
While Chunks got the Pokemon correct, Pokemon are actually not real. So Nico jumps in to give Chunks a hint.
It rhymes with a famous Peter Queso.
Armadillo.
That's it.
You're right. And you actually right the whole time. You were scared the whole time.
The entertainment was fun. I had a lot of fun with the entertainment, especially finding out new animals that I've never actually seen before. I think we had Amarillo. Is that the name of the animal? Amarillo?
If Kenny doesn't even know the name of the animal he just saw, I'm sure he's going to struggle with his animal, as he's up next.
Ooh.
Hedgehog.
That's it.
Well, that was pretty easy, wasn't it?
Was it?
With the fastest ever correct answer, Sharky's now up.
There you go, you have the final one. All right,
hey, what's that?
Sharky, you need to guess.
What's that? Dragon lizard.
Yeah, elaborate.
I don't know, it's a orange dragon lizard. Blue tongue lizard.
Should we give that?
Bearded dragon lizard.
Here we go.
Well, that's close enough. Take it off. Yes. And there it is.
Oh, that's an orange as well.
It's an orange. Orange
that
is crazy.
That is crazy. That is nuts.
I guess the animal was fun. I guess my animal. An orange dragon beard lizard. I guessed it correct. I don't know how I got there in the end.
I did enjoy it. I'll be honest. I liked it. Fair play to AJ. And especially because he got very exotic animals, not just basic. He didn't just bring a Labrador and through the door, did he? Like, it was an actual exotic animal. So fair play. That's another point.
And saving the biggest animal for the biggest contender, Nico, is up last.
Oh, my God.
I'm hearing trotting.
Oh,
How enough am I hearing
trotting? What the hell is that?
All right, Nico, I'll guide you to it.
Crazy.
Don't worry, it's fine. Hand down, Nico.
Okay. Wow.
It's a big animal.
That's very big.
Big animal. You can work your way up.
Hey,
trying
to get Nick.
You can work. Don't be scared. Use two hands. Pause. Nick, I want you to work out what animal that is.
Okay. If it's a horse and it's small, I will say like a Shetland pony.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Put it up.
Take it off.
Shetland.
It's a pony.
Oh my God.
It's a full-on pony.
What is it?
You mean it's a Shetland.
I have to say, the experience of being blindfolded and touching animals is quite scary. You're not sure if you're going to get your hand bitten off, but it is quite enjoyable when you get it right. So could I ride it?
No, not without roller skates, anyway.
No animals were harmed during this entertainment. However, let's see if the boys get harmed eating AJ's dessert, which he begins to prep now.
So, we are actually making the dessert. And how we're going to do that, it's pretty simple. Still, never made this again. We need some butter. I'm just going to put some butter in the middle of the pan. And you want to just get the butter around the pan.
AJ adds sugar to the pan, gives it a mix, and starts to fry his dough balls before coating them in his butter sugar mix.
So what we'll do is, let's plate each one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bring me a plate.
As AJ adds the finishing touches to the dessert, the boys keep themselves entertained.
I saw a hedgehog. I saw a lion. Soda. Lion.
Hey.
That's cool.
I saw a lion. I saw a lion.
Hey, you got a thing in it.
So right, you know.
Lion.
You know.
I saw a monkey.
Oh, wow. Why are you looking at me?
I saw a monkey. Ooh, ah, ah. I saw a bird. I saw a bird. I saw a bird. I saw a bird.
What bird is that?
The dessert is ready.
Oh! I'm ready.
Now, with this one, I decided to go very different.
He always does this stuff.
He loves this stuff. This is all type stuff. Rolls. Decided to go completely different here.
Nah.
Wait, okay.
Lazy.
Surely not. You didn't make this.
Did you make the dough?
Yeah, we actually did.
You fried it
from scratch.
It feels fresh.
Everything from scratch. The dessert was the biggest gamble of all time. We wanted to make dough balls. My mom used to make them during Ramadan. They're like sugary dough balls, and they're actually quite nice. And I tried to replicate everything that I saw from her.
Are we all trying, yeah?
Yeah. Get some raspberry in that.
Let me know you guys again.
Listen, I'm not really a dessert guy. I'm going to keep saying that. You know, dessert's not really my thing. I don't have a sweet tooth like that. I tried it. I had one just to give him some grace so I can give a fair assessment. It was okay. It was a bit bland as well. But yeah, it was nothing special, I'll be honest.
If you guys want a bit more sweet, I can get
a bit more sweet.
A bit more sweet, yeah. You want
your more sugar? A bit sweeter, please.
You put it in a bowl and do this.
Yeah, that's what I did on the pan. Yeah.
Maybe drizzle a little bit on top.
I can get some more sugar drizzled.
Well, because the idea is there, it's just not very sweet.
It's a bit dense, yeah. And because of that, it lacks that sweetness that a dessert should have.
Dessert, I think, let him down a little bit too. I think he tried to recreate something that we eat in the Somali household. I'm pretty sure a lot of people eat it, but like it's dough balls and they're kind of very fluffy in the middle, whereas his ones were a bit hard.
If you've got a hole through that, yeah. You spread this on the side, right?
Yeah.
Little custard or something.
That could be a problem, yeah.
Could have been a problem. This was the almost dessert.
Not bad. What the hell? You saw a hedgehog.
It's a lion. So it's a lion.
That's Lion. Wait,
that's
Leon.
What's Leon?
Unfortunately, this song was actually sweeter than the dessert. But let's see if AJ can end the night on a high with a parting gift for all the boys.
All right, boys. We have some goodies for you guys.
Oh.
You know, I really appreciate you guys coming.
Oh, wow.
And I want you guys to remember this place, all right? So I've got all your spirit animals in here. This is Chunks. Here you go.
Thank you very much.
Tell us what your spirit animal is.
Aww.
It's a bear. A bear. It's supposed to be a bear, guys. I don't know who put...
You stink of poo!
No,
poo.
It's supposed to be... Okay.
Interesting.
Just know I requested bear.
All right, so I've got the scores in front of me. I want to do something. I don't know if it's allowed because I think he's done better than a 3, but not as good as a 4. So what I want to do for AJ is give him a 3.5. 3.5 stars. I think that's a very like, kind score.
All right, anyways, moving on. All right, Nico, can you open up yours?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I never would have guessed this one. Here we go, a giraffe.
Giraffe, everybody.
That's what I have, a giraffe.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but where's the neck? I do. It's true, it went. They didn't have the capacity to add it to the toy.
Well, what do you have? A giraffe?
It's got a giraffe.
Yeah, a giraffe. Yeah. So why am I a giraffe?
Strange looking giraffe.
I swear you keep complimenting me. Anyways,
on the entertainment front, AJ was completely faultless. And when it comes to food, the wait times were a little long. The food was very solid, very good. So I will give him a score of 4.2. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is very sweet of you.
Sharky?
Thank you very much. That's appreciate you. That. I wonder what it could be in here. It's a fish.
Yeah. Unexpected. Nice. You're expecting a shark? There's other stuff in the water.
Really impressed. By AJ, I think the cooking was good. The food was all edible, which surprised me. I think he kept us entertained and he was attentive. Having animals on the same table as the food is a bit dangerous or risky. And I think this is fair. AJ's restaurant will get 3 stars from me.
And last but not least, Kenny.
All right, let me see.
Here you go. That's great. Kenny, your spirit animal is...
Okay.
All right.
A monkey. So who did you tell to put a monkey
okay,
in
there? Okay, wait. I actually didn't put a monkey in there. I've been to someone behind
me. He was in charge.
I don't know. I don't know.
Whoever did this.
Don't look at me. I was in charge of the food.
Not Bradley?
Not a goodie bag. That's nothing to do with me.
I would give him a 3-star. The entertainment was fun. The food was decent. He tried. But for it to be 5-star, the hygiene has to be top-notch. So I'd give him a 3.
Well, inside there you have a bunch of stuff to take home and you can enjoy. And then other than that, guys, thank you very much for coming and enjoying
animals.
Remy's house. Good night, guys.
Thank you very much.
Richard. I am really happy today. I'm really...
Well done.
Really enjoyed myself today.
That was really good.
So AJ scored an average of 3.4 out of 5 stars, making him come second place beating Kenny. Although I don't know how much of an achievement that is, as it might actually be impossible to get lower than Kenny.
How many stars do you think we deserve, man? I don't know.
Well, it'd be too easy to say 5. But...
No, if I was...
After the star.
You know what? If I had to give an honest answer... Anything above 3.5, I think.
Yeah, because of the start, our problem.
Yeah. We here at Remy House are very proud of today. And I just want to make sure that my friend here, Bradley, thank you so much for coming.
I couldn't thank you enough.
Yeah, and Remy himself.
We did it, though.
We don't know. We'll find out in the finale episode if we actually done something good, okay?
Yeah.
Give us top 4. Don't put me at the bottom. Yeah. And I'll be all right.
There's still 2 chances left to take the top spot. Can Sharky do it? We'll find out next time. Play the trailer.
I went with a really good theme today. Go back to my roots, to a Somali theme.
Wow.
I'm your kitchen assistant.
Like these ones are good. I think you like these.
There's a spy.
Punks was talking about it not being tender enough.
When the Somali beliefs come this way.
Judging on what I've given everyone else, a 4 is what I'd give myself.